Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Overs, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week when we can get together and touch one another and share ideas, and it's just a wonderful time for all of us. In the beginning of this show, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Temple Beautiful in Atlantis. Maybe you remember it as some wispy memory. But let me explain it a little for those of you who do not remember it. There was what would be called a bed. It was a little longer than the average height of the person, and it was maybe 8 or 10 inches thick. And underneath of that bed, there were blue lights. And the people used to come every 3 or 5 years and lie on that bed. And what the practitioner would do would work with the individual and remove all of the negative thinking that the individual had done, as that was the thing that would accumulate in the body and cause distress and ill health. And I wanted to bring that forth because this is very much true today about negative thinking and what it does to the body. It's very important to be positive, to remember good times, to be happy. It has so much to do with the body, with all the particles that make up the body. Now, some of you know how to communicate with the physical body. And if you do, if you know how to communicate with the physical body, ask the body a question about negative thinking and how that harms the body. What happens to the physical body when people think in a negative manner? What I'm seeing right now as I speak is there are particles that move that are displaced, so to speak. The cells become shortened. They're not as long as they should be. And in some cases, there's actually spaces between the cells and overlapping. Now, if you can communicate with your body, ask that question. Now, you won't hear an answer in your ear like you are listening to me, but rather it is a sensation in the heart area. That's usually how the body speaks to you, through the heart. It communicates through the heart chakra. I would like all of you who hear my voice, breathe in deeply and exhale with the intention that all of those negative particles that have accumulated in the body are dispersed through the breath. For those of you who might be intuitive, you might sense this. If you're willing, give me a call at BBS Radio Station 1 and tell me your reaction to this. Did you hear your body communicate with you? And if it did, what did it say about negative thinking? What I am seeing when a person thinks negatively, as I said, the cells move. they become shortened. The shape becomes different if there is a lot of negative thinking. They become shortened. And I'm seeing what looks like a little tail on the end of the cells actually break off. When the cells replicate, there is a little piece of that tail that breaks off anyway. But the negative thinking causes it to accelerate. And that means that the cells are not being replaced in the body as they should be. So take a moment and think, if you will. Have I been thinking negatively? Listen to what the body is saying. You won't hear it in the ear, but you will hear it, feel it in the heart chakra. Give me a call at BBS. Let me know how this little example is working for you. It's very important, my friends, to be positive. And if you're having trouble being positive, take a hand mirror and look into it. Look into your eyes in this hand mirror and tell you yourself that you love you. So many times we hear disparaging words from others, or attitudes from others are not positive. So you can change this by loving yourself. I know people who are in a situation and all those around them are sending negative signals back to them. It crumbles the spirit. And so I would like to ask those of you who have children that hear my voice, give thought as to how you treat your children. What do you say to them? Do you tell them that they are loved and that they are beautiful? And give them some positive thought about the universe and how the universe provides for us. You know, we have Christmas traditions where we talk about Santa coming and giving all children or fulfilling the children's desires with toys. But better than that, instead of thinking about Santa and what Santa gives, talk to your children about the bounty of the universe, that we should expect only good things happening to us. And while we're talking about that, if you can commune in this manner, I would like for you to think about your higher self. Your higher self brings events and people into your life for the betterment of your life. What would you like to see in your life that would be helpful for you? Take a moment and think about that. What do you wish to happen into your life that would be for your greater good? Would that be health? Are you carrying an illness? Are you holding grudges against someone that you know? Are you being less than cooperative with those that you work with or neighbors? Are you being helpful to the neighbors? Do people come to you when you need help, and are you willing to give it? There's an old saying, I know you've heard it, what goes around comes around, and it's so true. What you send out to others you will receive back. It's like a circle. You can't step out of it. You can't be mean-spirited to other people and expect the universe to bring positive gifts back to you. It doesn't work that way. So, intend that tomorrow you're going to help someone. Maybe even someone who doesn't ask for it, but situations that you notice where you could just step in and help an individual. Could be a neighbor, could be someone at work. Take one situation each day and intend to do this. And I will tell you, if you do this for 29 days, it will be a habit. Habits become real in 29 days. You could be in a habit of doing good for all those people around you, people you know, people who you do not know. What a wonderful world this will be if everyone would do that. Take a moment and help someone. Call in and tell me, share with me, because the audience hears you. What do you do to help others? It's such a simple thing. If everyone performed one act of kindness a day, imagine what that would bring forth to them in a week. You would have others bending over themselves to come and help you. Because that's the way it works, my friends. The universe is not an empty place. It's almost like a television station beaming out its energies to those who are able to receive them. Intend to do good. It'll come back 100-fold, trust me. So, think now as you hear my voice, as you listen to what I am saying. What can you do tomorrow that would be positive for at least one person? How could you help them? I would like to remind you of a saint, Saint Teresa. She did little things, and she tried to do them perfectly. She tried to send out her love to individuals, doing everything perfectly. So, my friends, it could become a habit. And if you do that, you won't have to worry or be concerned about the negativity that is building up in your body, that is causing distress, that perhaps might even begin health issues for you. Think positively. And if you do this on an ongoing basis, your health should improve. Imagine that. You don't have to take anything or do anything. Just live your life in abundance. Abundance, my friends, and it'll come back. So I'm not getting any phone calls, so maybe you just want to hear me talk. You have nothing to share. You got to have something to share about this. Tell me about your ideas, how this works for you. When you do good for people, do you find that goodness comes back to you? Do you feel better when you help others? When you help others, tell me, how do you feel? Is there something that goes on in the heart center that makes you feel good all over when you help others? Especially when you haven't even been asked to help someone, or you do it because you have observed that someone needs your help. And it doesn't have to be big things. It could be little things. Life is built that way, with little successes, little joys, building one on top of another. Be joyous and expect miracles, because they're all around us. The miracle of color, the blues of the skies, the green of the grass. We have so much around us, so many gorgeous gifts that we could be thankful for. But I mention these things so you can think about it. Be kind, gentle to one another, and be kind and gentle to yourself. Do you berate yourself when you feel that you haven't done something perfectly? Or do you just say to yourself that you have the intention that the next time that situation comes around, that you will improve what you are doing? Never berate yourself. Love yourself. You are perfect. You are perfect as one of God's creatures. You were made perfectly. It is only what we as humans do that is not perfect, that interferes with that perfect blueprint that we were given. And we were given a perfect blueprint. Nothing here is made in imperfection. I want you to think of that beautiful color of flowers, the rippling sounds of a brook. Beautiful sounds, beautiful things to look at. This is what we were brought to earth for, to enjoy. Beauty. There's beauty all around us. Just observe it. Make it your own. So we're not getting any telephone calls, and I gather that perhaps you just want me to talk more along these lines, and I will, because there are a lot to talk about. We don't have a temple beautiful that we can enter into and remove the results of negative thinking. We don't have that today. So the second best thing that we can do is not set up our lives so that we become involved with the results of negative thinking. So, let's take this moment, my friends, if you're willing. Think of one thing tomorrow that you could do that would be a positive act of kindness for someone. How could you befriend a neighbor or a coworker? And while we're thinking about this, are there neighbors or coworkers that perhaps have not been good to you? If that is the case, it would be very helpful to you if you would send them your love. Send them your love. See that pink glow coming from the heart center out to them, because that is what happens. I have watched this with people. There is a pink energy that comes from the heart center and goes to another person when you think of them in loving thoughts. for those of you who maybe have a spouse, think about your spouse. Do you say things to them or do things that aren't loving? Think on that for a moment. Intend to change that. If you become more loving towards them, they will become loving towards you. We are the examples. Remember that. You are powerful beings. And what you think about comes into your world. And if you are not being treated well, then something could be changed in your own thinking. Maybe it's forgiveness. Do you need to forgive someone? You can mentally send that one forgiveness and mentally ask them to forgive you. People might not be aware of these things on a conscious level, but they are very much aware of these things on an unconscious level. My friends, we're almost halfway through the radio show, and I gather you still want me talking because you're not calling in, my friends. Give me a call. Let me know what is on your mind. Is there healing that you wish to work towards? Is there a change of attitude? Do you have feelings that you really don't wish to have, that you want to change because it makes you unhappy? We were created to be happy. Are you happy and content? If you're not, look within and try and find what you are doing that is incorrect. And while we're talking about this, I'd like to talk about laughter. Laughter is a true medicine. There's a story about a gentleman by the name of last name of Cousins. I can't recall his first name. But the man found that he had cancer. And he had physicians that wanted to treat that cancer. And he decided to do something himself to cure his own cancer. And he decided to do it through laughter. His higher self was telling him that he could cure himself through laughter. And what he did was he watched all kinds of things that evoked laughter. I'm not sure of the number of days that it took to change the condition, but ultimately he did. He cured his cancer in this way, through laughter. He would get funny newsreels, humorous tapes. He tried to be in a constant state of laughter. And what laughter does is it brings joy. There is an expression of joy that laughter brings. As a child, you know, Yeshua talked about little children. Allow the little children to come unto me, he said, and he would sit them in his lap. He loved the innocence of little children. So in a sense, we take ourselves too seriously. We need to laugh. We need to be as little children, playful, if you will, not in a harmful way, but playful in a joyous way. My friends, we're halfway through the radio show. I would like to suggest to those who would be willing to do this, if you go to my website at carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, you can order a past life reading. And what this does when we work with this is we don't tell you about a past lifetime. We actually take you to that past lifetime on an etheric basis. You actually step into that lifetime and you see the results. You see yourself in that past lifetime. And I hear these stories, and they're just so amazing of the things that people see and hear. And it is the soul that decides what lifetime you will visit. And usually what happens is people come back with skills that they learned in that lifetime but have forgotten since the present lifetime. And they've been able to bring forth those skills again. Some have been writing or singing or understanding life on some level. I've said this before, but a family member crossed over and he told me when he did that what he saw was all he ran through, all of the past lifetimes that each finger of consciousness had passed through. And he learned an awful lot. And so now what he is doing is he is studying philosophy because he saw in a past lifetime that he worked with philosophers. It's an amazing story, my friend. We have a group of people that we work with on an ongoing basis, a group of souls. And we change positions. Sometimes we're family members or children, might be siblings. But we learn from this. We might be grandparents in one lifetime or parents. It might be hard to believe this, but we literally choose our parents. And before we incarnate, we have what looks like a movie screen that we can watch. And it shows us three different places that we can come in the world, three different mothers that can birth us and what those lives would be like. And we actually choose those. It perhaps is hard to imagine that we would have those choices, but we do. There's a lot more to life than we understand. I've even heard some situations where a child that was, or a soul that was ready to incarnate to a particular mother, circled around that mother with intentions of protecting her, so that soul could come into a body that would be healthful and strong. And of course, there are times when the soul chooses problems because they need those problems to help heal some aspect of itself. When we have problems with our children, we think that this is a terrible thing. Mothers in particular might be inclined to think that, but usually what it is opportunities to heal. So, my friends, I'm not getting a phone call, so I guess you want me to hear, you want to hear more of my thoughts in these matters. There was an individual who wanted to connect with a brother who had recently crossed over to the other side. She wanted to know if he were happy. She wanted to know what he was doing. And so we had this conversation, and I said to her, well, now that we've brought this brother forth, tell me what you are seeing, because she could see him. And she said, he's running. And I thought, that was strange. He crossed over to the other side and he is running. And she said, yes, because when he was on Earth, he was a paraplegic. And now that he is on the other side and does not have those physical problems, he chose to run. And he brought back to her all of the family relatives that had crossed over to communicate with her. It was so beautiful. Expect miracles, my friends. There are miracles every day. And while we're thinking about it, what miracle do you want to see happen in your life? Identify the situation. What miracle do you wish to see happen in your life? And ask your higher self to bring it into your lifetime, that miracle. Life is full of miracles. Expect it, my friends. Live your life like there is a miracle to come. Live your life that you will expect miracles, and they will happen. It's like magic, my friends. Bring magic into your life. What is magic? Magic is something wonderful and unexpected that you can share with others. Bring the magic into your life and into your family's life. Bring magic. Bring magic, my friends. I guess there is no one out there with a question. No one wondering how to bring magic into their world or how to heal. Well, since I don't hear someone calling in, I'll continue. I'd like to take a moment and talk about the communication between humans and their pets. And when a human is feeling sad or discouraged, how their pets remove that from them. They know how to clear this. Pets have a tendency to know how to clear the sadness of their owners. They know how to cuddle up in their lap or put their nose on their leg and dispel pain, sadness. I've seen that happen. Tell me if you have a pet and how your pet works for you. How does your pet help you through sad times, through discouraging times. We have an election coming up soon here in the States. And if you're willing, take a moment and intend that that one who has the most statesmanlike qualities be elected. We haven't had a statesman as president for a long time, and we could certainly use one here in the United States. A president that has the good intention for all of those in the world, no matter what country you belong in. I feel like sometimes our country has interfered in other countries where we really should not have interfered at all, where we should be a helping hand and not a hindrance. So if you're willing, take a moment and ask your body what it needs in this time and in its place. Many times what I hear from the bodies is that they need greens. They need an increase in greens for the body to consume greens. Are you consuming enough greens? You know, we have here in the United States a little holiday coming up, Halloween. And many children go around dressed up as
Frank
in costumes. So we have Frank on the line.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Frank, what can I do for you, sweetheart?
Well, I've listened to your show for a while, and I thought I'd call and see what you had for me. I was thinking possibly what you would think would be best for me, or a healing.
You need a healing?
Yes, or whatever you think is best for me.
What makes you think you need a healing, Frank? Tell me. Do you feel unwell?
I feel unwell every day. I have chronic pain and headaches, daily headaches.
You have chronic pain and headaches?
Yes. Right.
Have you gone to the doctor about this?
I have.
What does the doctor tell you?
Well, I went to a naturopath, and he prescribed me a bunch of supplements, which I took, and it didn't seem to make me better. I felt actually worse, so.
I'm listening to your voice, Frank.
Yes.
I hear the anxiety in it. Would you agree that you're an anxious person?
I would agree, yes.
Do you know what you're anxious about?
Just life, just everything.
Do you have someone who lives in the house with you that you love?
Yes, I live with my dad.
What I'm feeling is that there is a capacity to love that you need to open up. Frank, you're a beautiful being.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how beautiful you are?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think you believe that. And you
yeah,
are.
I don't think I believe in myself, so.
No. Have you ever heard about working with a hand mirror?
A hand mirror? No.
Let me tell you, because this is something very simple and it's very effective. You take a hand mirror. You hold it in your hand. You look at your face in that mirror. Look into the eyes. And just tell yourself how you love yourself.
Right.
Frank, do you love yourself?
I think I do. I have tried that, and it seems to help a bit.
I want you, you don't have to say it out loud. I just want you to think this, that you love you. Tell me
right.
How it makes you feel when you think that.
It feels pretty good.
It does. Something has happened in your life that you have found fault with yourself. Do you know what it is?
Well, if I'm right, I took something very deeply that happened to me when I was younger.
Ah.
With a friend. And,
with
and
a
I
friend?
Took that too hard. And, yes.
I think this is
one of
what
the,
is... This is where the healing needs to come in, sweetheart. I'm not going to ask you exactly what happened, but are you blaming yourself for something with this friend?
In a way, I am.
Mm. Was it truly your fault, or did you just take the blame for something?
It wasn't my fault. It's, like I said, it just took it to heart and.
Okay, is
really
that person living?
Deeply. I'm sorry?
Is that person living?
Oh, yes.
Well, you don't have to tell them this physically. Just send the thoughts out. We're like a radio station.
Debbie.
Tell them, send out this signal to them that you forgive them and would they forgive you. Do that now. See their face in your mind's eye and tell them that you forgive them and would they forgive you. And tell me, how does that make you feel?
It does feel, and I do feel a bit better. Because I've tried so many things, and...
This is such a simple thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I would like for you to do this every day for a week, and then call me back and tell me what kind of results this has. You can't send out love and not get it back. Even if you don't say anything to them, you just think it. What goes around comes around, as they say. Let me know how that goes, sweetheart. I want you to heal. It's such a simple thing. You can easily heal this. Let me know how that goes, okay?
Okay.
Call me next week. We can work on it some more.
Okay, Carolyn, thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. We have Debbie wanting to talk.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Debbie. What can I do for you, darling?
I love listening to you. I could listen to you all night.
Well, I love talking to you.
I was wondering if you would know what lesson I'm supposed to be learning in this life from a past life.
What lesson? Why do you think you need to learn a lesson? What's happening?
Well, I just thought that each lifetime, you have to, you know, learn a lesson from your past life.
You know, that's true to a certain extent. We always have something to learn in this lifetime. The soul never forgets. It never forgets. It has a memory, and it does not forget. And so if we have a lot of successes that have happened in the past, the soul, as it incarnates in this lifetime, remembers that. And if we have a lot of negative deeds that we've done in the past, it remembers that also. Some people call it karma. It's just soul memories of past lifetimes. So, are you feeling that something has carried over that you need to heal or forgive?
No, that's why I wonder what it is I'm supposed to be, you know, learning, because I just have a regular, normal life. And I can't figure out.
You have a regular, normal life. Do you know how blessed you are? You've got a regular, normal life. Do you know how many people out there would like to have a normal life?
But that's why I'm confused, because I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning in this life.
Okay, what are you supposed to be learning? If I have your permission, I will ask your higher self what it is that you're to be learning.
Yes, thank you.
I'm hearing there's several lessons. One that I'm hearing is patience. Are you a patient person?
Yes.
Well, you're passing that test, so
yeah,
you are a patient person.
Yeah, I think I'm a very patient person.
That's marvelous. How about love? How do you feel about love? Do you love yourself enough?
No. That I find difficult.
Why is that?
I guess low self-esteem. I've always had low self-esteem.
You don't realize how beautiful you are.
But I can't look in the mirror and see the beauty.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When Prime Creator created monads and souls, it was in such beauty and light. And I can tell you this. You were created in such beauty and love and light. Prime Creator thought you were pretty special. Let that sink in for a moment. Prime Creator thought you were very special. Prime Creator thought you were so special that Prime Creator gave you gifts. Would you tell me one gift that you think you have?
A good sense of humor.
Ah, sense of humor.
Yes,
that's a beautiful thing. You know, you probably find it easy to laugh then.
Yes.
Do you realize that that's a rare gift?
No, I didn't think of it that way.
It is. A sense of humor is a rare gift. Because in a way, when you have a sense of humor, you can look at everything in life and see the beauty of it.
That's true.
I can look on you. I can follow your voice, and I can look down on you, and I can see how beautiful you are. Try tomorrow to do that little test with the mirror, if you can.
Okay.
Take the hand mirror, look into your eyes. They're beautiful eyes. And tell yourself how you love yourself, how beautiful you are, how Prime Creator created something perfect. You are a perfect, beautiful being. You are like a drop of water in a sea of consciousness with all of your other brothers and sisters that were created perfectly also. You can't think these thoughts and not love yourself.
And I should do this for a week?
What you can do, if you've got a little handheld recorder, play it into a recorder. Tell yourself how beautiful and wonderful you are, how perfect you are. And whenever you're feeling a little bit down, or things just don't feel right to you, play it back from the recorder so you can hear in your own voice how wonderful and beautiful and perfect that you are. You see, your voice is going to mean a whole lot more than hearing it come from me.
Okay, I'll try that.
Let me know how that goes. I think you will find that it will answer many of your problems.
Okay, thank you so much, Caroline.
You're welcome, my darling. You are so beautiful. Don't hurt yourself with negative thoughts about yourself. You're just way too beautiful.
Thank you.
Do it in the
I'll try.
Yes. And laugh. Good night for now, sweetheart.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye for now. Well, my friends, we're just about it. Can you believe this? How fast that hour goes. We're just about at the end of our radio show. If you're willing, go to CarolynEvers.com, and on the left-hand side, if you are able and willing, order a past life reading. You won't regret it, because what happens is you are actually taken into that past lifetime. Your soul will decide what lifetime it is, and you will come back with so many gifts. You will have a greater understanding of who and what you are. And so I say, out there to the cherubim, you know if you are a cherubim or not. And as a cherubim, you feel the vibration of others. You feel the vibration of their thoughts. And sometimes that can be very painful. And you too do some of those practices of self-love. Looking at a handheld mirror, because you have taken upon yourself much of the sadness in the world and working on transmuting it. And so you are doing great work, my cherubim angels, my little cherubim angels that are there in the world. And I will end my program tonight with a little Hebrew saying, which says, be kind to strangers, for in doing so, you might be kind to a walking angel of God. There are a group of angels that come down to earth with work to do. So be kind to those strangers as you might be entertaining one of those angels. So my friends, until next week, we are just about ready to close out. We probably have a minute or two. And if you're so inclined, go to CarolynEvers.com and order on the left-hand side one of those past life readings. We don't tell you about it. We literally take you to that lifetime that your soul chooses, and you experience what you experienced in that past lifetime. Great joy. Halloween on its way. Consider giving healthful snacks out to the children. They probably get too much sugar anyway. Something healthy. Piece of fruit, an apple, some berries. Give healthful snacks. And if you're so inclined, think of the election. Intend that we have someone who is elected that will be willing to be a statesman. We need a statesman, my friends. It's been a long time since we have had a statesman. And so, to all of you, my friends, I say good night. Blessings to all of you, and I send to all of you my love. Good night until next week.